مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to our interview segment. The date today is the 7th of Ramadan, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 18th of March, 2024. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is Saudi Arabian Islam. Mufti Saab, as an introduction.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Ramadan, 1445. From time immemorial, we believe Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam built the Kaaba Musharrafa. He is the Bani Awwal, the first, and then the second one, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So we find that ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Every Nabi came and performed Hajj, Umrah, whatever you want to say. So let's say Hajj. And in that way that they would read the dua, La ilaha illallah wahdahu. لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير دعائي ودعاء الأنبياء من قبلي. My dua and the dua before me, that the dua recited by the Prophet's messengers before me when they came to Arafat. So the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So it shows that it's so significant from time immemorial. Then let us fast forward. So you heard, you must remember that in 1932, the 23rd of September, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, that is the king of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So they had King Abdul Aziz, and then they had Saud. Very interesting thing during Saud's time, you know, if you ask the old people who went for Hajj in the 40s, 50s and so, they should go, that time they shouldn't go by plane, they should go by, you understand, ship, majority of them. If they landed there, you must remember, in Jeddah, you know, and they didn't have beard, they should put them in the Musafir Khana. They had put them like in a house arrest, like, you know. They had no shaving for you, keep some beard, all that, and then they allow them to go Makkah. You understand? If you ask the old Hajis. So remember that they had a little bit fikr and ta'zim and aqidat and so forth for the Baytullah and so forth. So, and then things carried on, then he also, 64, then King Faisal came. He was a very good leader. He made some mistakes, but we all human beings, we made some mistakes. When I say King Faisal, one big blunder he made was TV. So, but they fooled him, actually. They told him what beneficial there will be, benefit for educational purposes and what. And what. Today, where it's going to? You go to any one of the five-star, six-star hotels, whatever you want to call it. Go see over 100 type of movies, 600, 500 type of movies you can see right there by the Baytullah. You understand? On the lighter side, one day I was invited for a conference. And then, that we were invited for something else. And then some delegation came from Sri Lanka or wherever. So we bumped into them. So I asked them, for where you all going? He said, no, we're going there because we in the journalism. So I said, no, I have to come with you all today. But I won't speak if you give me permission. Yeah, he said, you come, but you keep quiet. So I said, fine. So what, they know who's who, this Saudis. They call us all India, Pakistani, and you know. So they said, fine. So we went. So one of them raised this question, one of these Sri Lankan guys or something. They said, you know, how you'll allow, right by the Haram Sharif, films with bikinis and all these kind of things there. So listen to the answer the guy gave. He said that, you see, what comes from the top, you see, we can't stop, you know, satellite and all. But we come from the bottom, that we can stop. What a nonsense answer. So from the top, if they swear in the king or they swear in the crown prince, and that is that time 30 years ago. So that then see what happens then. So you must remember. So we all knew they're talking nonsense, but you don't debate too much, you know. So anyway, so there's funny kind of answers they give. Then things get it on, you must remember. Then after him was Khalid, then after that for her, then all that, you see, Abdullah came and whatever. Now Salman's time and MBS time, things are gone right out of control. What we mean by the Saudi Islam? See, today's news. I got one student of mine, is Alim, mashallah, is Hafiz Alim, he's there, Makkah, Medina. He sent to me. I just give you 10 examples. You must count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10 examples I give you. So now, today, they have sent, you must remember, they sent it yesterday or whenever. You are gone for Umrah, right? But during Ramadan, you're not allowed to make two Umrahs. You must only make one Umrah. So let's say, we just take a practical example. A person went to Madinah Munawwara, right? So now, when he went for Madinah Munawwara to perform now Umrah. So he went with his wife, he went with his daughter, he went with his mother and whatever. So he performed his Umrah, but his wife is in menses, so she couldn't perform, obviously. Right? So now your law is that now you can't make a second Umrah. So now you want the wife to go alone, you must remember, and perform the Umrah and all that. Now how you justify that? You understood? One. Second one is this, the Saudi regime today, without, I got Quran in my hand, without fear of contradiction, it's only the Salafis and people getting some favor from them, scholars for dollars, or they're fearing their visa or whatever, they're keeping quiet. Otherwise, it's 100% kafir, murtad, shaitani regime. Quran Sharif states, Surah 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That whosoever just makes irada, just intention, never mind perpetrating and committing the crime, just intention of that crime of oppression and ilhad and deviation, بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will let them taste the painful, terrible punishment. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Abbas shouldn't stay in Makkah, in the Haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. He should stay outside. And he passed away in the year 68, there in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Tabi'i, his Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, he performed the janazah salat. So all this, so that's one. Two. So now, you can't go, the man, so my father, grandfather is 80, 100 years old, he can't perform tawaf at the bottom. You must go up. They're not interested how old you are, how sickly you are, whatever. So, unless you're in ihram. So we tell all the men that you must fasten, you must remember the ihram, and you can wear your underwear, whatever you want, socks or whatever is also fine. Because you're not in ihram, technically. It's just to beat the system. But see the hadith in Bulughul Maram in Mishkat. Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, la tamnahu ahadan tawafa bihadal bayt. You got no right to prevent anybody. The problem now is this in Saudi Arabia. He, this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, is treating the Haram Sharif as his, you know, personal serfdom, his personal masjid, or personal property, he thinks it's his, or his father's, Salman's, or his grandfather's, Abdul Aziz. Wallahi, he don't belong to them. It belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. Wal yattawafu bil baytil atiq, Quran says. So baytil atiq means that. It means very, very old, al-qadim, or atiq e ma'tuq. It's free. No government can say it belongs to them. No king can say it belongs to you. سَوَانِ الْآكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَادِ Quran says. So all these are clear-cut verses.
Now, just a quick question. Because you're only allowed to perform Umrah once, so does this mean now they'll be able to track you if you wear your ihram again?
Now that's the thing, my question was, how will they do it? So they got an app business, you see. For that app, the whole thing is they want to monitor your every action. You must remember that. That's the whole aim. The Israelis taught them this, how we monitor the Palestinians. You must monitor the Hujjaj, you must monitor the Mu'tamirin, you must monitor the Zairin, all that. And the Saudis will give the excuse that we are doing this. Why? There are many people, you know, when we were studying in Karachi in the 70s, they had a joke there. They used to say, Umrah visa lelo or Umar barraho. You understand? take Umrah visa and you just stay. You understand? So like that, all lifelong. When we were there once, you understood, they announced. You know, we went for Umrah or Hajj, Fahd's time. So Fahd became king in 83. So maybe in the late 80s or 90s it must be. So anyway, they announced all those want to go to Pakistan free of charge. The ship is going next week, for example. You understand? 10 days time or 1 week's time. And it will leave Jeddah and go to Karachi. So you can go free of charge. So I don't know how many 100,000, how many thousand went with the ship and that or thousand, you understand? 100,000 exaggeration, obviously. But what, how many thousands went, but they put 100,000 stuff inside. They say, we'll go free of charge, we'll come back with different passport. You understood? And that's what they used to do. Run a record, you must remember this type of things. So that's one. Now see what I want to show you by Saudi Islam. Right? See all these examples I'm giving you. So one I gave you of the Umrah, one I gave you of the Ihram story. Now today, if you want to make Amal bil Ma'ruf, you want to tell a person that this is wrong what you're doing, or you must do it this way. They'll lock you up or they will intimidate you. But you go Makkah, you go to Medina, or come Makkah, it be safe still. So you go to Medina Munawwara, you go sit in the cinema, you go sit there, see films, all that, nobody will say anything. So this is the Saudi Islam. You understood? That you mustn't worry too much about deen. You go there and enjoy yourself. You must go there for holiday. Go see one soccer match. They're outside Makkah. They got big, big stadiums. I saw myself. So you go see somebody playing their soccer. You go to visit the cinemas. You go to take your girlfriend also. Nobody will ask you questions. You understood? So that is what I mean by Saudi Islam. The vices, they're encouraging all. And what you're supposed to. So this is exactly last night I read this in the tafsir, in my Tarawih Salat. And apply this to what Quran is saying. Just look at it, what Quran is saying. Allah Jalla Wala is juxtaposing, drawing a comparison, who are the true believers and who are the munafiqeen and so forth and so on. Let's just draw a comparison. Quran Sharif says, wal mu'minuna wal mu'minat, that the true believers are those, awliya ba'duhum awliya ba'd. They will be helping one another. Ya'muruna bil ma'roof, and they will be the protectors of one another. Commanding the good, prohibiting the evil. Wa yuqimuna salat, establishing salat. Wa yu'tuna zakat, paying zakat. Wa yuti'una Allah wa rasula, obedient to Almighty Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulaika sayarhamuhumullah. Those are the people, soon Allah will envelope them with His mercy. Inna Allah azizun hakeem. Allah Ta'ala is very powerful, very wise. Chapter 9, verse 71. Chapter 9, verse 71. We got it? Now see before that what Allah says. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'duhum min ba'd. See here. You must understand lataifu tafsir. When Allah spoke of mu'minin and mu'minat, what Allah said? Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are there to protect one another for the love and pleasure of Allah. For the love and pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the love of Islam. But when munafiqeen, al-munafiqoon, al-munafiqat, the believing hypocrites, men and women, so ba'duhum min ba'd. Allah didn't say awliya. So what is the meaning? It means that they will love one another only from ulterior motive. When there's a hidden agenda, nothing to do with Allah, nothing to do with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing to do, you must remember, with deen of Islam. Therefore, the word awliya is not mentioned. You got it? Now, what are the qualities? Ya'muruna bil munkar. Now, you put sanama, you put bikini beaches in Jeddah. So they can go. Nobody can stop you. You must just pay and you go. So that is the Saudi Islam, you see. If they got a rave show or a crave show or a crepe show or whatever show they got there, so you go, nobody will say anything. You go with your girlfriend also, nobody will say anything. Nobody's going to ask you anything. In the hotels now in Jeddah, and that you don't have to show if you got a nikah certificate or what. You can just book in. You must remember, that's the Saudi. So, ya'muruna bil munkari wa yanauna bil ma'rufi, and they prohibit good. So they command vices and prohibit good. Tabligh Jamaat banned. The best Jamaat in the world, that is banned. But all the vices, that is permissible. You see? Okay, I'll give you another one. وَيَقْبِدُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, and they become stingy. They never ever heard tadrib and darb and daraib. Daraib is your taxation in Arabic. Daraib. They never ever heard it. So when the shaitan harami murtad came, now they're imposing tax. So see how expensive your umrah is, how expensive your hajj is, how expensive your ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara is. You can't go for umrah and all that for 10 days, 2 weeks. You, Mawzaid, you decide to go with your wife, or I decide to go. And we South African standards, we want 4-star, 5-star, whatever. You will never make it less than 100,000 for two of you, for umrah. For 10 days or 2 weeks? Never. Go for hajj and you want to go for 4, 5, 6 week package. You will never make it less than 200,000 per person. You must remember that. Now, what are you doing? Nasullaha fanasiyahum. They're forgetting Allah, meaning that they're abandoning Allah. Allah never ever forgets. Wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya. فَنَسِيَهُمْ Allah will abandon them. Allah Ta'ala will leave them and punish them very soon. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, they always, this verse here, chapter 9 and verse number 67. Okay? Surah Tawbah. So the other one is chapter 9, verse 71. So now, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote one very profound statement, you know. He said, if you have a non-Muslim leader, take Najashi, niggers, and but he's just, Allah's help will come. You have a so-called Muslim ruler, but he's zalim, oppressor, a turnpot dictator, Allah Ta'ala's help is gone. See Saudi Arabia, how disgraced they are. They doing all this for what? For a ru'yatu ishreen wa thalasi. Now the ummah, al-awam, kal-an'am, masses are asses. What they understand what's going on? They think it's some Quranic verse or whatever. So they want the Expo. They want 2034 World Cup. So they have to dance to the tune of all this. You see, today, you heard that the EU, they gave Egypt $8 million US, all that. Why? You're a good boy. You understand? That you're part of the genocide in Gaza. You close the border so no help must go in. You see? I sent out the article today. So these are the haramis we're talking about, you must remember. So you take Umrah, you take Ihram, then the Saudi Islam, that you have your bikini beaches in Jeddah. No one can refute this. Everything is 100% proven. Then you go to Medina, you got your cinemas there. You go to Jeddah, the cinemas are there. So the bioscope, whatever you want to call, is there. You see, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, he spoke against this. He's the same person who came to Darul Newcastle, Jalsa 2010. He's in jail for 10 years. He said, La tazuru asanamat, all this. See, I give you three easy examples. I remember very well, Mosaid, when you went first time to Makkah, Medina? First time in your
1998,
life?
1998, end of the year.
And after that you went?
The next year again.
And right. Then. So 98, 99. After that you never been.
2013 again.
Right. So then, so anyway, in the '90s when you went, maybe you saw it. 2013, I don't think. But anyway, so when I went in the '70s, I went 74, 75, 76. That was Allah's help. 74, I went for Umrah, Ramadan. My parents came. 75 for Hajj, and 76 when I was coming home again. You went there, you see. So we just go via Jeddah, then come Nairobi, come home, Johannesburg, like that. So the point I'm making, they used to have people there in the mataf. And they used to shout the woman, you understand, if their faces were open. You understood? Hijabul mar'a wa sufuruha. Sufur means that seen far wawra, you see. And the woman exposing her face. Now if you go, you ask anybody, you will find 80%, 70% of the ladies, their faces are open right by Baytullah. Right inside Medina Munawwara. Right by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You understand? So you must remember that. I'll come to Medina just now. And 10%, 20, 25% maximum they cover. So who's promoting this? They had a whole department called Hayatul Amri Bil Ma'rufi. They finish all that up there. You understand? Beard. Now it is fashionable. You must not keep a beard. If you keep a beard, you'll be targeted in your Saudi Arabia today. This guy is too pious. It's mutasallib fi deen. He is becoming an extremist in deen. Imagine, so if you topi is like non-existent. If you read Salat without a hat, they like you. You read with hat and turban, they'll dislike you. That is Saudi Arabia today. You understood? Some places in Saudi Arabia, you can't go work with a thawb. You must wear suit and tie. In Saudi Arabia. You understand? So I went all these places. I went Riyadh, Jubail, all these places. You understand? So Dammam and all this whole lot. You understand? Madain Sali and Tabuk and whatever. So we know what's happening there a little bit. So you see that. Come to Medina. Come to Makkah and Medina. If you say 100,000 people are there now making tawaf, 90,000 got, you must remember, cell phone. So what are they doing with the cell phone? Right by the Baytullah, instead of reading the du'as, begging Allah, they're taking all photo shoots. They're taking selfies. And they're busy with the cell phone. Are you showing respect to the Baytullah? Are you showing disrespect to the Baytullah? This is Saudi Islam. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Chapter 22, verse 32. That whosoever shows respect, you must remember, so whosoever shows respect, shows respect to the symbols of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, so that is a sign that that person got taqwa and piety and so forth. Chapter 22, verse 32. Hadith in Ibn Khuzaymah, Sheikh Albani said is Sahih Hadith. Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyamah, wa tafluhu bayna aynayh. So remember that what happens, that when you spit in the direction of the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah, and you don't want to show respect, tomorrow on Day of Justice you will come, and that saliva will be there on your forehead between your eyes to disgrace you. See? That is, I give you the words, everything, the kitab, everything. And then, if you see in Medina Munawwara, Surah 49, verse 2, that La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi, wa la tajharu lahu bil qawli ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din, an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tashurun. The people are coming to read salami and they're laughing and joking and busy with the cell phone and videos and that. Quran says your iman is gone, your actions are gone. Quran is saying that. You will lose your iman if you're not careful. I'm not saying they're all non-Muslims. I'm saying if you're not careful, it could happen. Because instead of showing ta'zeemun nabi, you're making isa'atun nabi. You're showing bi'adbi, disrespect to the master alayhi salatu wasalam. So see. And the authorities are very comfortable with that. And if you just go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, I saw 100 times, I send them an official letter, personally I delivered it. They got urinals everywhere, in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. And nobody can deny that. You'll get on two of the Salafi Mufatiyas, you understand, scholars for dollars, they'll try and defend it. But 100% we saw it ourselves. So you must remember this type of thing. You got it?
Sure.
So that is what we mean by... Imagine you in Arafat and you must pick up your ihram, or in Mina, 100% you'll get napak and najis. You must remember that. See, last one. From Medina, from Masjid Nabawi, you want to go to Quba. Everybody wants to go there. It's the first Masjid Quba. So the Masjidun Ussisarat. So now they made like a big mall right through. You will think you're in some Western capital or something. The men and women all mix up. They got big, big TV screens there, and they're showing movies there, showing some soccer match on. So this is now the Saudi Islam. They're destroying step by step everything. You must remember that. So therefore, we must remember, we make dua, Allah give them hidayat, and if there's no hidayat, we conclude it with this dua. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa thamud. Allah must decimate and destroy them as he destroyed the people of Ad and Samud. So this is what we mean by Saudi Islam. Nothing of Islam is encouraged. Everything of Islam is discouraged, or you will be intimidated. They can't even make dua. Last week, Friday, Bandar Balila, I even told him, go join the Bandars, you're a hopeless character. He couldn't even make one dua for Aqsa or Palestine, nothing, as though as everything is normal. What good you are. But for the king and crown prince, they must make dua, day and night they will make dua. Hopeless, useless people they are, man. So it's a shame and disgrace, you must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain.
From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairan to Mufti Saab, to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.